Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I want to know that, the testing site, and I have just a general question I want to ask about the mask mandate.
Okay, you said the WHO date again?
Mask, wearing a mask, the mandate to wear a mask. I don't know if I have the right person. Maybe you can transfer me. But first of all, for people living in Montgomery, Alabama, where are the testing sites?
You said in Alabama. What city are you in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
We have over 5 testing sites. We have Montgomery County Health Department, 2 American Family Care Clinics, which is on Taylor Road and Berry Hill Road, and I know we have one on Mobile Highway also for Montgomery, Alabama.
Those are the, what is it? You say American Family?
Yes, American Family Care Clinic.
Okay, Care Clinics, Berry Road.
I can give you, hold on,
Taylor,
do you need
Road,
the exact address?
Is there one on the Boulevard, Southern Boulevard? Is that one of them? On the East South Boulevard or the South Boulevard?
I can check for you. Just hold 1 second.
Thank you.
We have one which is Health Services Incorporated on East South Boulevard. Their address is 2905 East South Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Their number is 334-288.
Uh-huh. 0009. Let me ask you something. Is this to get tested? Do we have to pay for that? If you have symptoms and you want to get tested?
Well, that just depends on where you go. Some go based off your insurance, or some just you have to pay. But we wouldn't know which ones actually do them for free. Let's see, 1 second. Yeah, we wouldn't have information on if they do it for free or not. Some just go based off your insurance, or they make you pay.
Because that's what I would want. I would want to go to one where you have to pay when my insurance is telling me that if to get it done is at no cost to me. You know what I'm saying? And then I would I guess I would have to try to call first before you go, because that would be foolish. And I don't know why some. I see like those earth, I could understand why the urgent care centers, because they're not in the state public health system. But all these, like Montgomery County Health Department, this is the American Family. They're on their own. That's sort of like, is that an urgent care? They're urgent care people, aren't they?
Correct.
That one that you gave me on 2905 East South Boulevard, is that like with the health department?
Yeah, it's like a health department, but it's kind of like urgent care, so it's in between.
It's not connected with y'all. Like the Montgomery County Health Department is with the county, with Alabama Public Health, right?
Right. I mean, we're connected with everyone. We only give testing sites, so we can't tell you if they're free or if they charge or not. We can only just give you their like their address and phone number.
I'll call now. Now, who would I want to talk to about this state mandate to wear a mask, and you know, that has something to do with that? Because my concern is some people, you know, are not requiring employees to wear masks on the inside. You know, I thought everybody's supposed to be wearing masks, especially if you're in the public domain.
Right. You're it's required to wear a mask anywhere you go, and to stay 6 feet. So you basically just want to know who you talk to about the mask mandatory.
Like for people, let me give you an example. I'll be very specific. I'm finding out that some people who work in these state buildings downtown, they are given the option if they're at their workstation, they don't have to wear a mask, but they're in the building. They're in a state building, and that should be public domain, and they should be required, especially if this virus travels through the air. aerosols and it can get in the ventilation system, it's not going to be just at your workstation. It's going to travel through the ducts and the circulation. And I'm going like, that don't make any sense. And if the governor is making this requirement for the rest of us to wear masks, then why aren't some of the state workers wearing masks from the time they get into the building to the time they leave? They're given the option. It's only like if they get like in the break room or going to the bathroom or walking down up and down the hallway. But if the air is circulating, the aerosols are coming out of their mouth and they're getting in the air, being sucked up through the ventilation system and being output somewhere else. I mean, this the health department, they should know that. So that's why I didn't want to talk to somebody about that. That was my concern.
Yeah, somebody, I think if I'm not mistaken, we have a number for that. Give me a second, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. I'm just going to give you a number to contact if you don't mind holding for me, okay?
Okay. Just let me know which office it is so I know, okay, before you transfer me.
All righty, ma'am. I'm sorry for that hold. So the number is going to be 800
232 4636. Now, what is this a number to?
That's just basically like if you want to file a report or if anyone isn't following the guidelines or protocols, then you can report it to that number, which is a CDC number.
A CDC report.
Yes, anytime you want to file a correct, yes. Like anytime a person or a business, for example, mm-hmm. Anytime they're not following the protocols, the guidelines mm-hmm. of the COVID-19, then that's who you can mm-hmm. report it to. That's their
is
direct
this a
number.
National number? Is this a national number? For the
yes,
national,
it's a statewide
what
number.
What somebody got the federal government? This is a state issue. This is a state.
Yes, that's the only number that we have.
Oh, well, I thought that since the state health office would be on the TV with all the announcements about guidelines and all that, I thought that we should start at home first. They need to do something because it's a state issue. It's if employees are able to go into state offices and work at their desk without their mask on, that's something that needs to be addressed on a state level. I don't see what me calling the federal on the federal level, what that got to do with it, that's pretty much what they're going to tell me. Because this is a state issue that can be resolved in the state. That's why I call y'all, because of the state health officer. Dr. Harris is there, you know, and they're setting up the guidelines. He's working with the governor with the mask mandate, and I thought it was something you would need to know in your office. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to give you a hard time, but I'm being given the runaround. Them people on the national level don't have anything to do with what's going on in Alabama. You know? So basically, there's nobody there I can talk to. Nobody works in terms of getting out, working with the governor with this safer at home thing and all these mandates. There's nobody there in the office that's over that.
Yes, there is. That's why we give you that number.
But you said the CDC, that's in the national. I'm talking about here in the state of Alabama that works with Dr. Harris about these mask mandates and what we should and should not do here in Alabama, because all states don't have a national mask mandate. Alabama does. So is there anybody who's working out of Dr. Harris' office that would know about the mask mandate that I could talk to?
No, ma'am, we wouldn't have that type of, we're just a hotline. So the only thing we do is give test insights on this line. When it comes to, we just give test insights. That's why we don't really know any of that information. I know anytime a person isn't,
I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're okay.
Okay, I'm gonna Google go online and Google because I thought I called the health department. I didn't know that I just called. I guess I clicked on the wrong thing.
But no, we're the health department. We just only give testing sites for COVID-19. If you're trying to book an appointment for the vaccine, that's with a different phone number, which is a 855. So we have a vaccine hotline and we have a Department of Health hotline. But with Department of Health, we only give out certain information, which is testing sites, nursing numbers, and whenever a person is having like a reaction to the vaccine, this we just give them a nursing number. Now, also, we have numbers for when a person is following the guidelines of the COVID-19. That's the only number that they give us to give people. We don't have like a direct number. It's just a statewide number that they give us.
Oh, okay. They pass the book on to the federal, and then they're gonna bounce with that. We don't have anything to do with going on in Alabama. I'm gonna call the governor's office. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time and trying to help me.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Okay. Stay safe.
Same to you. Goodbye.